Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Many visitors to the Knoxville Nationals will visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum to see the exhibits and to celebrate the history of sprint car racing. How do they fund exhibits, pay the bills, and how can we help? Let's go in-depth with Doug Locken, planning and giving consultant for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Well, Doug, I love this time of year. All of the folks coming in for Nationals, it must be one of your favorite times of the year, too.
Absolutely. The excitement around here builds to fever pitch, and it's great to meet the fans that come from all over the country. I think it must add that note because we see folks from all over the country year-round, but at Nationals time, it's just a crazy level of folks from everywhere, and it's really fun to connect and see what motivates people to come here.
Well, and there's great racing always. People come for the racing, but there's such a long, important, significant historical tradition that the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum lays out for people. It's fun to see people in here when and it's packed and they're learning and they're having fun. That's one of the best parts of it to me too, along with the races.
Absolutely. They built up for this time for many years, many months, whatever, planning and to be here. And that excitement is spilling over. You can see it. This is what they've waited for. There's more stories than we have time to tell of individuals that have come here really as something they've been looking forward to for a very long time.
Well, and what's fun, too, is to see everybody, no matter how old they are, they get big eyes when they walk into the museum, and you can just see the joy they have.
Yeah, as I mentioned, they've been planning, they've been looking forward to it, and I think it brings them something that they really didn't even expect. Folks were here recently on Ragbri, and many of them didn't realize we were here, but when they did, we saw some eyes that just absolutely bugged out. Couldn't believe the good fortune that they'd had. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, I'd heard about this. I knew this was here. I really wasn't thinking about it being on the route, and all of a sudden they're here, and they were just having a ball.
Well, and I think that once people see the scale of the place and the exhibits and for those of us that come back, you know, again and again, the rapid changing of exhibits to bring new stuff in addition to the permanent displays, I think that everybody must recognize that this place, it takes some support from people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the last 3 years are good examples, including the Jeff Gordon and now Mario Andretti, as well as Tony Stewart exhibit 3 years ago, or starting 3 years ago, the Salute to Champions program. Mario Andretti obviously being here now and just opened. It does, though. I mentioned those three because the need, literally, one point that it drives toward is the need for storage of the cars that we bring to town. And then what are we going to do with the cars that are already in the museum that are displaced by those that make up these special exhibits? And our Expand the Dream project is our answer to that. It's going to provide us with the space not only to store those cars in a safe and convenient environment, but a place for all the artifacts that are going to be donated in the next generation, a very short generation, actually, by dozens of fans from across the country. And wrapped up in that package is really the next step. We call it the first step of second-generation growth of the Hall of Fame and Museum, because it will provide not only needed space, but also some endowment dollars, which really just help keep us open 24 hours, I'm sorry, not 24 hours a day, but 7 days a week, nearly 365 days a year, with the exception of a few holidays. But a key step of growth for us as we move forward, so much wrapped up in that campaign as to the support that is necessary for the Hall of Fame and Museum.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Doug Locken, planning and giving consultant for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Well, and that storage just can't be any kind of storage to it. I mean, there's valuable historic items. I think Bob just told me there's a car downstairs that's on loan, but it's worth nearly $500,000. I mean, it's incredible pieces. And incidentally, I'm just going to say that particular car, it's an Andretti car. It's not just a race car. It's a work of art.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
A lot of the things here are like that. You just can't have any storage.
No, absolutely, no. You know, they're insured. We must maintain that kind of protection, but the physical facility is the most important. And you know, when something like that comes, we absolutely have to make, you know, top space available for it. But again, we don't want to ever be in a position to not take advantage of that kind of opportunity. And because we are full and because Tom does such a great job of rotating exhibits.
Tom Schmay,
our curator, we really need to look ahead and be prepared for that kind of growth. Our campaign chair, Don Lamberti, a name familiar to many Iowans and people across the country, you know, said it best when he talked about preparing for second generation growth. And if we're not moving forward, you know, just staying still and staying in the same position is not acceptable for an organization as dynamic as this. So Don's leading this campaign and giving us great wisdom about why that's necessary.
Well, let's just say that I enjoy sprint car racing. I think that preserving its rich traditions are important to me, and that I want to maybe give something to the museum. Let's just act like I'm just somebody that's just sitting down with you for the first time. What kinds of things do you talk about?
I like to do an exploratory conversation. We do have many needs, from the very simple annual membership that provides a good deal of our ongoing operating support, all the way to the potentially large estate gift, small estate gifts as well, things that people would leave us after their lifetime. I don't presume to know, just in sitting down with someone, what their best gift might be. So I like to have an exploratory conversation to help people uncover what that might be, not to create a larger gift, but to explore what they want to do first and foremost, where their passions lie, and then what kind of gift will fit best into their financial picture. And then I get very excited applying some of the gift-giving tools that Congress has made available to Americans for many, many years now, probably nearly 50 years, that are very, very powerful, can save people some taxes and help people enhance their giving, no matter what kind of gift they're considering, something immediate or outright, or something deferred and later on or after their lifetime. So I just love that exploratory conversation. Bottom line is, I want people to know that I don't have something in mind for them when we sit down. I want to find out what makes them tick and then explore where what might be possible.
And so you try to match the interests of the individual and the needs of the museum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is their interest, they say, for example, a particular area of the country? Is it a particular area of racing, era of racing, forgive me, era, E-R-A? is it a particular driver? What is it? What would they enjoy seeing the most for the future of the Hall of Fame and Museum? And then we can make that happen.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Doug Locken, planning and giving consultant for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. When you mentioned something about some tax incentives that are available, could you lay those out briefly?
Well, yeah, let me go through just a couple of simple gift plans that I would tell you that probably 90% of the public, when they do their giving, takes advantage of. And simply giving, the first is what I call just appreciated property, giving something like stock or real estate or other assets that have grown in value instead of cash. And because of that, it sounds like I'm talking about necessarily a large gift. I'm not. But there are huge tax advantages in giving away things that have built-in capital gain, that if you sold them, they would create capital gain. So we look to see if there are those kind of assets rather than cash. I won't belabor that point. There's many other kind of fine details to talk about there, but just suffice to say that there's great advantage in giving, beginning really at gifts of a couple hundred dollars and larger, at using those kind of assets if they are available to people. I always ask people, do you have any unproductive assets? That's a second category. Is there something that you're not using that's not as important to you as it once was? And maybe the primary example is an old life insurance policy that somebody bought in their early family years to protect themselves and their family. And maybe the kids are grown and out of the house now, and that life insurance doesn't quite have the same need, but it is an asset. And it isn't really producing income for the family necessarily. Sometimes those are good things. And there's other examples of unproductive assets. For those senior citizens there, the IRA rollover gift is fantastic. Congress has made available the opportunity to move funds out of one's IRA to a charitable organization if you are 70 and a half or older. So I got to put that caveat in. It's not for everybody, unfortunately, but those that are age 70 and one half or older can take just terrific advantage of this tool. Those are three pretty good examples. There's some more complicated things, ways to turn unproductive assets into an income for yourself, or the simple end-of-life gifts, using your will, using a life insurance policy, or using your individual retirement account just simply to leave charity something after your lifetime. You probably hear the excitement in my voice raise, because as I start talking about these, the possibilities are almost endless, and they're not only for the those that the world would see as wealthy. They're for just average folks to help fulfill some of their passions in an organization like the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Well, that's sort of interesting. So you're saying that if I wanted to, I could go out today and get a life insurance policy and have the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum be the beneficiary?
Yeah, that's one way to do it. Life insurance provides quite a few opportunities. In general, my earlier comments referred mostly to existing life insurance policies, things you already have. And really just two possibilities. If that is a policy you really don't need as much anymore, you could consider giving the policy and its cash value. The cash value is the key word. Give that cash value, give the ownership of the policy to an organization. The organization would likely surrender it for the cash value, or could continue to hold on to it and use it as an end-of-life gift at the time of your passing. Secondly, though, the other opportunity with a life insurance policy is to buy. You referred to buying a new one. Yeah, you could take out a new policy, pay the premiums. Those premiums are tax deductible. You make the Hall of Fame and Museum the owner and beneficiary, and at the end of your lifetime, the Hall of Fame gets a very nice gift, and you've received tax benefits along the way in the payment of those premiums.
Now, I think a while back, you told me about a special incentive that the state of Iowa has that helps grow gifts.
Absolutely. Maybe not all of our listeners who are here from out of town can take advantage of this, but for Iowans, anyone, any person or any organization who is an Iowa taxpayer can take advantage of a program called Endow Iowa. And the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum has an Endow Iowa fund set aside for anyone, no age restrictions, to make a contribution and receive an immediate 25% state of Iowa income tax credit, meaning for every $100 given to that fund, 25 comes back from the state of Iowa the next time you file your state tax return. Plus, that same gift is deductible for federal income tax purposes if you itemize, And for many people, that means a savings of a total of 50%, 25 state and perhaps as much as 25 federal. So I often, with a smile on my face, call it the half-price gift.
Wow, that's a great idea. That lets you really grow your gift.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's fun to see people receive those kind of benefits, and really that is a cheap gift to make. It's a crazy word to use in the gift giving business, but it is a cheap gift to make. The cost of making that gift is low.
So I guess the first place to start for people interested in giving is to contact you.
Yes, and again, that's probably the point that I'd like to drive home the most in this conversation is a gift-giving process starts with a simple conversation. No expectations on our part. Yes, we'll ask you to, participate perhaps at some point, but I think we'll do it in a way that we've already helped you unpack the most important factors in a gift-giving decision. We will have proven that your family, your personal needs, your family needs, needs of other heirs come first before the organization. You will, I think, feel satisfied knowing that we're coming from that perspective. And then we would, just simply, it kind of flows into a mutual agreement on what's a good gift, what's a good timing for that gift, and how it best can help the Hall of Fame and Museum. So we're happy to say here that we have kind of a gift plan for everyone. And we just have to sit down and figure out what it might be.
Thanks to Doug Locken for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.